Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said, come on, witness of heaven. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Window of heaven.
Pour you out.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, it, yeah. I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here. Because of his blood, he's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season,
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
All right. Amen. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. For our Sunday morning service this morning. Hallelujah. We have come too far to give up now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many know? Yes, it is our season. Amen. To be blessed. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. For our Sunday morning service. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We give our God some glory. We lift our hands in praise this morning. We just want to thank you, Jesus, for coming. Glory to God even now. Glory to his name. Come on, people of God. Welcome, 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 welcome to our Sunday morning service this morning. I'm so grateful to be here this morning in the land of the living. Amen. Glory to God. Here to serve you this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We don't know what the Lord is going to serve this morning. Amen. Praise God. But we have an open heart, an open mind, and an open spirit this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. With that being said, good morning. Good morning, good people. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, for this morning. This is the day that you have made. Glory to God. And you said, we shall be glad in it. Glory to God. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, lifting our hands in praises and glorifying your holy name. Glory to God. Giving you our heart, our mind, our soul this morning, Father. We just say thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We just ask, Father God, that you have your way. Glory to God this morning, Father God. Open up the hearts of your people, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God that they may receive the word, Father God, with an open heart, an open mind, and an open spirit this morning, Lord God, that the word of God will go deep on the inside, Father God, to make changes in our lives, Father. We just say thank you, Lord God, for the word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the divided asunder, soul and spirit, joy and marrow, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know what we need this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, will take control this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Speak the way you want to speak. Talk the way you want to talk. Move the way you want to move, Father. We say thank you, Jesus. Allow Carolyn to move out the way that the Holy Spirit may have his way. Give me, God, by thunder. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from the very throne, Lord, Father God. We welcome the Holy Spirit this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of the Father. Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning, good people, yes, Holy Spirit, God is saying, your help is way. Your help is on its way. I'm going to come from Psalms 121, verses 1 through 4. Then I'm going to skip down to verse number 8. Amen. Praise God. And we know this psalm because we quote it day by day, but we really have to open up our hearts and our mind to really see what the Lord is saying to us today. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Come on, Holy Spirit. From which cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Okay, let us go down. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thou coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, yesterday, just meditating on the Lord, reading and watching a little bit of TV and talking to the Lord. And you know how we do, praise God, when we're getting ready to go before the people of God, because we want to make sure, amen, that the Holy Spirit will have his way, that the Holy Spirit will speak. And I ran across, amen, a little story, and it says, something I was just reading yesterday, a man took his little son to the top of a high hill. He pointed in every direction. He pointed north, south, east, and west. And he said, son, glory to God, God's love is as big as all of this. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. The little boy looked at his dad and said, just think, Dad, and we are right in the middle of it all. Oh, yeah. God is a great God, and his love is a great love. And we are right in the midst of it all. But the trouble with our world today is that men believe in a little God, a little God, a little God, and a big humanity. They believe in a little God, but a big humanity. Like man has tried to take the place of God with all of man's inventions and, you know, the scientific progress. He feels that he is outgrowing the Lord. So we never outgrow God. Come on, Holy Spirit. No matter how big we get, no matter how big God blesses us, no matter how big our ministry is, no matter how big life is for us, glory to God, we can never outgrow the Lord. Hey, God. Man is being glorified in his love for God. It's waxing cold, and God is being pushed into the background because of scientists and all those other things. Think about this. Think about glory to God, Japan, and the emperor was once worshipped as gods. Come on, people of God, they was worshipped as gods. The Japanese people knew nothing about their heavenly Father. They were totally dependent upon the might of men and their arms. And we find that in the Bible, glory to God, even Israel did the same thing. Amen. Praise God. They was more concerned, amen, glory to God, with the statues of other people than God, amen. They pushed God aside. And look at that, glory to God. Look at Hitler, glory to God, was as a god to the German people. German bowed down and worshiped him in his ways of life, amen. Yes, man is being glorified, and God is being forgotten in the land. But guess what? People of God, my brothers, my sisters, God will not be left out. Hey, he will be magnified and glorified, even if he has to call on the rock to give him some praises. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, amen, it's hard for people to give God praises. Amen. Praise God. We praise him in the good times. We praise him in the bad times. But in the good times, we will lift our hands and give him glory. But in the bad times, amen, praise God, all we see is our problem, because we see a little God. There is no little God. There is a big God that rules the world. It's a big God. Amen. That's going to take care of us. It's a big God that's going to heal you. It's a big God that's going to deliver your family. It's a big God that's going to bring you out. It's a big God that's going to bring you out of poverty. It's a big God that's going to bring forth your spouse. It's a big God that's going to give you your home. It's a big God that's going to feed you. It's a big God that's going to wake you up. He is still opening up blind eyes, people of God. He is still saving lost souls. Come on, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that God is still on the throne? He made all things, and all things are still belong to him, and he will reign over all his creation. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2, 10, and 11, that the name of Jesus, at the name, can you imagine, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, those in heaven and those on earth and those under, glory to God, the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We feel small in the presence of the Almighty God. David must have felt the same way when he said, in Psalms 8, 3, and 4, I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. You, come on, Holy Spirit. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visit him? God is the God of all things. And he has things already worked out. Come on, Holy Spirit, and your help is on the way. Can you give God some glory for just even saying that your help is on the way? In the gospel according to John, he said, glory to God, John 1 and 3, all things were made by God, and without him, nothing was made. Man can do many wonderful things. Come on, people of God. He can make the mighty aircraft and quota bastante carriers to sail on the seas, the nuclear submarines, praise God, to sail under the seas. Come on, Holy Spirit, the great aircraft, come on, somebody, to fly above the seas. Man can build a skyscraper. Come on, glory to God, glory to God, glory to his name. But maybe, glory to God, skyscrapers, glory to God, many feet high, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God. God knows what he's doing. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God can do anything, but glory to God. Man thinks that, glory to God, because they can do so much, glory to God, that they don't need the big God, but we all need the big God. Amen. Look at the great aircraft. Amen. To fly above. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. He can build the automobile that man can do that will speed down the highway. Glory to God. We know. Hallelujah. He can build a radio that will reach maybe millions of people, like I'm on radio now. And glory to God, it could go, glory to God, many satellites down, and glory to God, and send, glory to God, go to places that we have never been before. This is what man can do. He can build telephones, glory to God, that we can talk 10,000 miles away. Yes, man can build many wonderful things, but all that he builds, he must use God's pre-existing material. When God created the world, he made it out of nothing. He created without the aid of pre-existing material. God spoke and, come on, Holy Spirit, God spoke and there was light in the midst of darkness. God spoke and the land was formed. Come on, Holy Spirit. God spoke and the mountains and the rivers and the seas came into existence. God spoke and the trees and the flowers and the grass began to sprout up. God spoke and the sun and the moon and the stars began to glitter into the heaven. God spoke and animals and fowls began to walk and fly around the world. God spoke, people of God, and fish began to swim in the sea. Yes, God made and created all things that are made in the world. And when he looked up to on them, he saw they were good. Just like when he made you, praise God, he saw that it was good. But he thought, this is not enough. Something is missing. And can you imagine that God said, well, the time has come that I must now make my masterpiece. I'm talking to somebody this morning. God says, I have to make my masterpiece. Amen. And God spoke and man stood before him as a masterpiece of God creation. My God. So God made man in the divine image with Glory to God, with a mind, a body, and a soul. And God gave man dominion over all creations. Oh, we could go on for hours talking about the wonders of God created man. Oh, don't you know that if God puts us over all creation, that he watch over and protect us from all harm, hurt, and danger. Don't you know that when oh Messiah, he will feed us when we are hungry. Come on, people of God. Don't you know that he will quench our thirst, our eternal water, praise God. Don't you know he will heal your sick body and mend the broken spirit. He will work things out for you if you love him, and glory to God, with your whole heart, body, and soul. God has it already worked out, and your help is on its way. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Church, come on, Holy Spirit. This is one of the most blessed promises that the Bible records, but many of us do not believe it. We don't believe that God is behind everything. Glory to God. Working it out for our good. Somebody say, working it out for my good. Working it out for my good. Come on, I want you to talk about it. Working, God is working this thing out for my good. No matter what I'm going through, God is working it out for my good. No matter how hard I'm getting pressed, God is working it out for my good. No matter who come up against you, God is working it out for my good. Sometimes we go through hard times. Come on, Holy Spirit. We cannot understand why the trouble comes our way. But we need to realize and look up into the loving eyes of God and say, Lord, I put my trust in thee. Even though I don't know why trouble has come upon me, even though I don't know what my tomorrow brings. Come on, Holy Spirit. But I do know that you're going to work it out for my good. If you can make any sign to the world today, praise God. God, you're going to work it out for my good. Our text today does not say that all things will work out for all people. Come on, I want to talk to us. But it does say to those who love God. All things work out for the good. My God, I give them glory. The promise today is to God's children, those who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. If you're living in unrepented sins, and you cannot say things are being worked out for your good. Things don't work for your good on the promise of his word, this word, unless you are loving and living for the Lord. I know that you're living for God. A born-again Christian can stand at glory to God, even at a casket of a loved one, and say goodbye and know that the word of our text today is true. Everything works out for our good. All things work for the good of them that love the Lord. In our hour of our deepest sorrow, because sometimes amen, come most in me hold about that things come up against us, and our soul sometimes feel in sorrow, that deep sorrow, that dark sorrow, amen, praise God. The hardest of trials and the greatest of temptations, we can know these words are true. Though we face the hardest things in life, we know that these things cannot change the eternal word of God. My God, I give him glory. How the text says all things and not just some things. It doesn't say the pleasant things and the easy things. It says, but all things. My God, I say thank you. We can always see the good things working together for our good. For us, yes, we can. But let's look at the bad things working around for our good also. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot see this while bad things are happening. But someday we will see it. Amen. Praise God. God has a big blessing with your name on it. My God, I give you glory. God has all worked out and your help is on the way. Mama Sekatoda Basanda. I'm going to make a poster. Glory to God. God has it all worked out and your help is on the way. The mysteries of life may engulf you, but God has it all worked out. Your enemies might came up against you, but God has it all worked out. Your friends may desert you, but God has it all worked out. Satan may buffet you and the demons may beset you, but God has it all worked out. Sin may infest you and sickness may weaken you, but God has it all worked out. Sorrow may distress you and death may rob you, but God has it all worked out. Poverty may threaten you, but God has it all worked out. Come on, somebody, my God, I give him glory. Things may seem like they're crumbling at your feet, but glory to God. Your dreams may seem like they vanish, but God has it all worked out. Somebody say, God has it all worked out. My God, I give him glory. Your ship may run, glory to God, on reefs. Amen. Praise God. Rage and storms may sweep down upon you, but the help. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But your help is on the way, and God has it all worked out. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The dark clouds may swallow you, but all things are working together for your good because you love the Lord. My God, I say thank you. You may not see God working when you're in the darkest hour and when the demons of hell are all around you, but when you feel like God has turned his back against you, he's still there working things out for you. When you feel that God faces and find my son, don't hold up my thunder. It's hitting against you. He's still busy working things out for you. I'm gonna take this thing personal today. I gotta get this word in me today, God. I gotta let this word marinate in my mind. I gotta let this word marinate in my soul because God says I got it all worked out. My God, I give you glory. If you just hold on out and hold out until tomorrow, and I say tomorrow, and glory to God, it will be all right. You know how they say when glory to God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to just wait a little longer, amen, God has it all worked out. There is a silver lining behind every dark cloud. If you just hold out until tomorrow, I say tomorrow, glory to God, you will see the sunshine peeping through the dark clouds because your help is on the way. Many people may pick out one bad experience in their life and wave it in the Lord's face and say, see, Lord, I told you it was bad. But God says that when all things begin to work together, it is part of his divine plan. Everything that you go through, it is God's divine plan. Everything that you've been through, it is God's plan. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is working things out, people of God. God is going to move by his Holy Spirit. Somebody say, glory to God, your help is on the way. I'm going to go to a song and I'm coming back. But remember this, your help is on the way. Let's praise him, praise him, praise him. When we praise him, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Your help is on his way. Amen. Everything. Yes, Holy Spirit has its proper and divine place when these things begin to work together. Glory to God. The results are that they will come out for your good. Somebody say, everything that I'm going through is coming out for my good. Everything I've been through is coming out for my good. I'm just getting a bigger testimony of what the Lord can do in the midst of it all. Praise God. Against all odds, glory to God, your help is on its way. Glory to God. A diamond, come on, people of God, a diamond must be cut to bring out is beauty. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a diamond must be cut? Because if you look at your rings on your finger or whatever, you got a little diamond in, praise God. Hallelujah. It must be cut to bring out his beauty. Gold must be refined to bring out its purity. A vine must be pruned before it bear fruit, people of God. A piece of clay must be molded to be made into a vessel. So child of God must be cut and refined and pruned and molded to be fit for the master's use. Ain't that something, people of God? My God, I give them glory. The process may seem hard, but we ought to always say in our heart, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. The potter are the, come on, thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield and still. Today is old. Glory to God. This is an old thing for us people of God. We know that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Today, this old world is in great turmoil, but God can do anything. Jesus is walking the earth, praise God, to and fro to see who is still yet standing. His eyes are looking to and fro, praise God, hallelujah, to see who's still yet faithful. But my brothers and my sisters, the collective trouble of this world will work out together for the Christian's good. Yes, God will work it out, and our help is on the way. It may mean that taking some of us, glory to God, out of this old world into the heaven. Come on, people of God, the heavenly things, but God has it all worked out, and help is on its way. Do not be despaired. Glory to God. Be not in despair because of the condition of the world. God has it all worked out, and our help is on its way. I'm going to keep on saying it. Glory to God. They that wait upon the Lord, come on, Holy Spirit, shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah talks about it. Isaiah 40 and 31. Let me repeat it again for us this morning. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let it be so. Glory to God. People of God, it may seem as if your hope is sometimes feel like it's gone, but there is still hope because your help is on the way. Glory to God. And just like I was watching on yesterday, glory to God, putting things together. And you know, on Saturdays, amen, I always talk about Western movies, amen. Can you ever recall watching an old Western movie on television and recall how the wagon train would sometimes be surrounded by hostile Indians, people of God, and it seems as if all hope is gone for the wagon train, glory to God, and then they would look off and to a distance in the high hills and see the dust, and you know how, praise God, just picture it with me. Just walk with me this morning, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And they look off in the distance, and because they're surrounded by India, they're surrounded by their enemies. Amen. Praise God. And they look off and they see, praise God, a big old dust cloud rising in the sky. And they knew that there was help on the way. They knew from a distant dust cloud that the cavalry was on their way to rescue rescued them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That soon they could see the great horse soldiers approaching with their sword drawn, and they could hear the sounds of the trumpets as the soldier rapidly approached the wagon train, and help was on the way because the cavalry came to rescue them. My brothers and my sisters, my God, I give them glory. Let not your heart be troubled. Your help is on the way. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. In the times you are in trouble, desperate, suffering, sickness, pain, misuse, abuse, and loneliness, lift your eyes unto the hills. There is help that strengthens in the, oh, glory to God, in the hills of the Lord. The Lord is still yet, glory to God, moving by his Holy Spirit. One day when I was in trouble, glory to God, and troubled in my heart and heavy laden, my soul was heavy burdened. I was in trouble and did not know which way to turn. And then I remember, amen, in the Psalms of David, cried out to the Lord in the times of trouble, and glory to God. And then I heard the voice of David saying to me, lift up your eyes unto the hills, from which cometh your help. Think about this in your mind. Think about this in the church, and begin to see the vision at a distance of the hill. Amen. And the vision, glory to God, began to get clear to you. Praise God. The God began to open up your eyes because you're looking to the hills from which cometh your help. You could see that the hills were shaping like the man's skull. Praise God. Just imagine what God is doing. And I knew then, glory to God, I was looking at Golgotha Hill, better known as Mount Calvary. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. When I look at Mount Calvary, I knew that the help was on the way. As the vision began to get clearer, I could see to imagine what appeared to be the three crosses, and one of the crosses stood out clearly as I began to focus upon him that hung on the cross. I could see clearly, come on somebody, I could see clearly, clearly see that it was Mary's little baby boy, come on Holy Ghost, who was grown into a manhood and looked up, oh, the Messiah. And as I looked, Jesus' face heard him say, let not your heart be troubled, your help is on the way. Come on, people of God. Then I heard the cry of one another on the cross saying, Lord, remember me when I enter into the kingdom. My God, help is on the way. Then I heard the voice of Jesus saying, the dying thief on the cross, let not your heart be troubled. Your help is on the way. Today you shall be with me in paradise. Your help is on the way. Then they wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Your help is on the way. People of God, my God, give him glory. You might feel like, glory to God, that you are in the midnight, but your help is on the way. My God, God comes to groom you. He comes to approve you. He comes to establish you. He comes to settle you, and then he will announce you. My God, I give him glory. We think about the word of God. Think about the word of God and what God is saying. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 10, and the Lord and the God of all grace, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while. He didn't say, glory to God. We don't know God little while. Will himself restore. Now look at the word restore. Restore you and make you strong, he says. Firm and steadfast, to him be the power forever and ever. Your help is on the way. That's why he says, I'm going to groom you. I'm going to approve you. I'm going to establish you. I'm going to settle you. And then I will announce you to the world. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God this morning, people of God. Your help is getting ready to knock at your door. My God, I give him glory. Will you let him in today? Your help is on this way. Somebody say glory to God. God is the Lord. Jesus is getting ready to knock on my door. Mama say God thought about Santa Huda Basia. Will you open up this morning? My God, I thank you. Will you look to the hills with cometh your help. Knowing that your help cometh from the Lord. It is your season. That's why I played this song. It is your season to be blessed. Jesus is knocking at your door. Will you let him in? Praise him when you can. Praise him in a bad time. Praise him in a good time, because all things are working together for your good. My God, I give him glory. We thank you. Praise our God this morning. Amen. For our Sunday morning service. I'm not going to be here long this morning, my God, because God is, glory to God, has clearly spoken to us this morning, letting us know, praise God, hallelujah, there's a help, glory to God, that man will never understand. So when you look to the north, south, east, and west, there's no other God but the God of heaven. There's a big God, and we don't look at our God as a little God. We don't carry our God in a pocket. We serve a living God. See, people carry their God. Our God carries us, my God. Our God walks with us. He holds us up with his right hand, my God, and he holds us in the bosom. He said, glory to God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I am under the shadows of the Almighty. You are under the shadows of the Almighty. He will watch over you. He will protect you. He said, I don't sleep. I don't slumber. Glory to God. He that keepeth Israel do not slumber nor sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, I shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth forevermore. We know the word of God, so we're going to look to the hills. Come on, people of God. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help, my help, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And he will not, come on, Holy Spirit, suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel, come on, somebody, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that must know today, praise God, I'm keeping you. Man is not keeping you. I'm keeping you. I'm the one that's holding you up. I'm the one that's blessing you. The Bible said, I give thee power to get wealth. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Everything belonged to me. The world belonged to me. I made the world. Glory to God. I still, glory to God, stand here. Praise God and bless my people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just like you just sitting there today, praise God. You're in the presence of the Almighty. He watches over you. He knows the very hairs upon your head. He knows how great you're getting. He knows how, glory to God, hair was falling out. He knows all those things, praise God. He knows, praise God. He knows what ails you. He knows who's messing with you. He knows everything, but glory to God. Know that your God is not sleeping. He is well awake, praise God. He is alive, and he is watching over you. That's why we come today. That's why we say thank you, Jesus. That's why we lift our hands up. That's why we praise his holy name. That's why when we know who our God is and what he can do. He can move mountains. Glory to God. He can blow on the seas and the seas move. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can make the trees clap. My God, I give him glory. If we don't praise him, he said, I will get a rock to praise me. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. For today, people of God, know that your help comes from the Lord. Your help is on the way, and he's knocking at your door today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory this morning, and we thank and praise him, hallelujah, for the great things that he's already done. We thank God, glory to God, for you, you, and you, for coming on this morning. Glory to God. This is our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for the word. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of your people. Touch them right now, God. From the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, God. Go right there where they're at, God. Your presence is ever known, and your presence is always with us, Lord God. Help us to practice your presence. Help us to be sensitive to your spirit, God. Help us be sensitive to the move of God in the season, Father God. We know that it's our season, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God. So we lift all our problems to you today, God, knowing that you are our help, God. You are the one that's going to solve the problems. You are the one that's going to heal. You are the one that's going to deliver. You are the one that's going to bring back that wayward child. You are the one that's going to raise us up. You are the one that's going to bless us with things that we never prayed for. You said that we will be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath. God, you said in your word, God, I hold you to your promises, God, for the people of God as well, the quarter by side, as well as myself this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift you up, God, this morning, God. We say thank you, Father God, for the movement of the spirit of the living God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're not a little God. You are a big God, and you rule the world, God. Everything belongs to you, God. We're just here, God. That place that we live in, God, is only your place, God. We gave it back to you, God. We ask that you establish it, God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning. God, go on and on about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God this morning. But thank God. Amen. On Thursday. Amen. Glory to God. Join Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. True Vibe International Ministry. Praise God. On Thursday at 6 p.m. Woman of God is really blessing the people. Glory to God. So we thank God. Amen. For her and her life, amen, giving up, glaring the and serving the people of God. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, amen, praise God, as I pray on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, grab a hold of somebody else, amen, that don't know the Lord, that needs the Lord, amen, praise God. Let us evangelize in this season, amen. That's called evangelism, amen, praise God. We don't just keep it to ourselves, but we evangelize what God is doing in this season, amen, praise God. I want to thank everybody for their Sunday offerings, amen, praise God in advance, and I pray that God will bless you and make global sin increase you on every side, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God, amen, praise God. This is Sunday morning, amen, and you may sow your tithes and your offerings for all the ones that are connected to this ministry, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, where God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Not that he's not moving nowhere else, but I know, praise God, that this is good ground, amen, that you may sow on, amen, that God is doing great things and want to do great things in the area that he has sent us in. Amen. So we thank you, praise God, this morning. You can reach me, amen, if you want to. Praise God. Get in touch with me, 302-883-9799. 302-883-9799. Let me pray, hallelujah, out. Amen. Praise God. And just thank the Lord for what he has said today. Amen. How he has blessed us. Amen. Praise God. So, Father, we come this morning and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have put down in my soul. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are blessing your people that loves you, God. We thank you, Father, that you are releasing anointing, glory to God, in this season for the blessings to pour out, God. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Holy Spirit. So, Father, I pray for all the ones under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what they needed before they got here this morning. So I pray for them today, God, that you will meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to look, glory to God, to the hills with cometh our help, God. We're going to look, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, to what you are doing. We know that our help is knocking on the door, and we will lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song of praise. This is a day of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Mm-hmm.
the